Hello, and welcome to the Toras Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Perek Mem Dalid 44. In our current Perek, we see this as a composition where we look at the days that were and hope towards a time in the future. And the particular subject is the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. As we sing these words, we look wistfully at the land that was given to us as an inheritance by God. We recall those miracles by which we attained the land, but we also lament the loss of Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Aleph 1, Lamanatseach Levnei Korach Maskil, for the conductor, the sons of Korach Maskil. Again, this word Maskil, meaning that this song should teach us something fundamental. In Pasuk Beis 2, we speak of how we have heard the stories from our ancestors about the miracles of the conquest of the land. Elokim, ba'azneinu shamanu, Hashem, with our very ears we have heard. What have we heard? Avoseinu sipralanu. Our forefathers have told us, po'al pa'alta bimehem bimekedem, the deeds you performed in their time. We know the stories of the conquest of the land. We know the stories of the conquest during the time of Yehoshua. We know the time when the Jews were exiled. We also know the time that the Jews were able to return to the land. This is not just hearsay, but part of our Masorah. We have heard the accounts. Those accounts continue to be passed down from generation to generation. This is really a fundamental theme, as we know, of the holiday of Pesach, to engage in this Sipur, in the telling over of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the miracles that Hashem has performed for us. It is this Masorah, our traditions, the transmission from parent to child, from parent to child, that ensures our very survival. And part of this Masorah is the acquisition of Eretz Yisrael by the hand of Hashem. In Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Ha'azinu, in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Zayin, the Torah tells us, Sha'al avicha v'yagedcha, zekeinecha v'yomrulach. Ask your father, and he will tell you, your grandparents, your elders, and they will speak to you about our history. The onus is certainly on the parents to retell our history, but the responsibility is also on the child, on the children, on the offspring, to show interest and curiosity by asking. Sha'al avicha v'yagedcha, show interest, and ask your parents and your grandparents for their stories, for your stories. How many of us have heard the same stories over and over again from our parents and our grandparents? And as we become grandparents, we also are guilty, quote unquote, of telling over the same stories to our children and grandchildren. As youngsters, we may roll our eyes at yet the same story again. But as we mature, those stories and Masorah infuse us with life. Yes, ba'azneinu shamanu, avoseinu sipralanu. Pasuk Gimel 3, Ata yadcha goyim horashta vatita'im, tara l'umim vatashlechem. We know that you have driven out nations so that we could acquire the land. The nations were driven out of the land of Israel, says the Malbim, so that Hashem, you, could keep your promise of giving the land to Am Yisrael. And the nations were driven out because of their immoral and evil ways. And we know that it was not our sword or our military might that allowed that to happen. Pasuk Dalid 4, Ki lo b'char bam yershu aretz uzra'am lo hoshia lamo, ki yimincha uzra'cha va'or panecha ki ritzisam. We are well aware that we acquired the land because of Hashem's divine intervention, not because of our own might or our own strength. When Hashem shines his countenance on us, we are successful. That's what it says, va'or panecha ki ritzisam. Hashem's ha'aras panim. That's what we yearn for, like we say in Birchas Kohanim, Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha Vichuneka. We continue to Pasuk Hey 5, Atahu Malki Elokim, Tzavei Yeshuos Yaakov. You are my King Hashem, decree victories for Yaakov. Remember that old song that we hear every year on Simchas Torah? Tzavei Yeshuos Yaakov. We know that you are our God Hashem, and therefore we are so yearning for the land. It seems as if we're literally demanding a response by Hashem. Tzave Yeshuos Yaakov. Hashem, decree and facilitate victories for Yaakov. There's no please. There's no ve'im matzachein, if we find favor in your eyes. No, we're desperate for the land, Hashem. Make it happen for Yaakov. Tzave Yeshuos Yaakov. Now. because we know that our military might, our strategies, and our political standing will not allow us to hold on to the land. It's only if you bring about victory and safety from our enemies.
We continue with Pasuk Vav 6. B'chatzareinu ninageach, b'shimcha navos kamenu. Through you we gore our enemies. By your name we trample our adversaries. And Psukim Zion and Ches continue along those lines. And then we arrive at Pasuk Tes. Be'elokim hilalnu kol hayom v'shimcha la'olam no desela. In God we find glory every day, and your name we will thank forever. We know that all of our victories are from Hashem, and therefore we thank you for those victories. We thank you for those victories today, and we thank you for those victories that have occurred in the past. We know that today any victory that is achieved in Eretz Yisrael, whether thwarting the enemy or acquiring more land,
for the religious Jew, it is followed by the acknowledgement that it is all from Hashem. And after we recall the miracles that afforded us the gift of Eretz Yisrael, we change our tone.
We change our tone because this is a lament during the time of Golus when we have no hold on the land. Certainly now we have some hold on the land, but we know it is not a complete hold. And this is the B'nai Korach singing about the time when there is absolutely nobody living in the land. We lost the gift that you gave us. In the Psukim Yud through Yud Zayin 10 through 17, we bare our souls with very raw emotions. The Meshorer seems to be almost accusing Hashem of treating us harshly, so that we've become the butt of our enemies' jokes, their jeers, and their hateful mockery. And the words switch from first person singular to first person plural, back and forth. It's very personal. It's a very personal lament, but it's personal because it affects our entire nation. Look at the strong words that are hurled towards Hashem in Pasuk Yud. Avzanachta v'tachlimenu v'lo seitze b'tzivoseinu. You've rejected us and you've disgraced us, Hashem. You did not go with our armies. And the very painful words continue. It's painful because we are directing them at Hashem.
Words such as Tishivenu Achar, you abandoned us in Pasuk Yud Aleph 11. And accusations such as Titnenu Kitson Ma'achol, we were given over like sheep to be devoured in Pasuk Yud Beis 12. And in Pasuk Yud Dalid 14, Tisimenu Cherpa L'Shcheinenu, La'ag V'Keles L'Svivoseinu, you made us the shame of our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. But then the tone shifts again. We had cried out and bemoaned the situation, and now we proclaim that with all of the shame that our enemies try to subject us to, whether this speaks about our time enslaved in Mitzrayim, or the Inquisition, or the Holocaust, or October 7th, we remain upright and proud to carry the banner of our religion, the banner of Hashem. And we continue in Pasuk Yud Ches 18, Kol zos ba'asnu v'lo shechachanucha v'lo shikarnu b'vrisecha. All of this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten you or have been false to your covenant. And the Malbim points to the steadfast commitment that the Jewish people have had with respect to the bris, the covenant of Shabbos, and the bris milah, even in times of danger. There are so many heroic stories about people that have put their lives in danger in order to perform bris milah, in order to keep the Shabbos. One story that stands out, and maybe some of you have heard it, is of a family in communist Russia who had to wait nearly a year before giving their son a bris milah because of the fear of the authorities. When the baby was brought to the mother after the bris was performed, the baby was brought to a mother, to the mother in the other room. The people heard a thud, and they saw that the woman had fainted. And when she revived, she explained that her emotions so overtook her because it was the first time that she had kissed her son. She had realized that it may not be possible to make a bris for her son on the eighth day, and they waited and waited, and she was afraid that she may pass up the mitzvah altogether and never give her son a bris. So she vowed that she would never kiss her child until the day that he had a bris, which happened about a year later, and that's when she fainted, the first time that she kissed her child. Kol zos ba'asnu v'lo shechachnucha v'lo shikarnu b'vrisecha. Somehow the Jewish nation has the strength to sing animamin in the gas chambers and to hold on tenaciously to faith, even after suffering from terrorist attacks. Shouldn't this hold us in good stead, Hashem?
Shouldn't this be a reason for you to allow us to take hold of the land permanently? We skip to Pasuk Chaf Gimel 23. Why? Ki alecha haragnu kol hayom nechshavnu ketzon tivcha. It is for your sake that we are slain every day, and that we are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. And in Pasuk Chaf Dalid 24, Ura, lama tishan Hashem, hakitza al tiznach lo netzach. Hashem, wake up. Why does it seem as if you're sleeping? Wake up. Don't reject us forever. And Pasuk Chaf Hei 25, we ask Hashem to stop hiding his face from us. Hester Panim is so painful. We want to feel his presence, and therefore we say, Lama panecha tastir, tishkach anyenu v'lachatzenu. Why do you hide your face? Why have you forgotten our affliction? And 26, Chavav, kishachal afar nafshenu, davkala aretz bitneinu. We lie on the dust, our souls are lying in the dust, our spiritual selves are sullied, and our bodies are clinging to the ground, our physical selves are sullied. And therefore, in Pasuk Chavzayin, kuma ezrasalanu, ufidenu laman chastacha, arise and help us, redeem us, according to your faithfulness, according to your chesed. Some of the words in this parak have been paraphrased in the Tachanun of Shacharis. Many of you are familiar with the words, Habet mishamayim ure'e ki hayunu la'ag v'keles v'agoyim nechshavnu katzon latevach yuval, etc. Uv'cholzos shimcha lo shachachnu na'al tishkachenu. Despite all the oppression, we have not forgotten your name. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita, and their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. Have a great day.